possibly a fee. We have the prayer between Yaakov and the children. In other words, this is the makom where it switches from the others to the shvatim. And it says, "Vayikra Yaakov al bono, vayemei os vagidlochem es ha-shechir es ha-mbachis ha-yomim, yikovsu v'shimim le-Yaakov v'shimu o Yisrael ha-vichem." So, twice he called them together. Rashi means Hazal, but mitzad the psukim themselves, there were two kriyas. And the Hashinuim, the first one says he osfu, and the second one says he koftu. The first one says Vagida, and the second one says Vishimu. Both the Shainas, Vishimu, the Yaakov Vishimu, and Yisrael Avichem. The second one has Vishimu, the Yaakov Vishimu, Yisrael Avichem. There's that Gosha of them being Bnei Yaakov. And the first one is they also by Gidlachem Eitzah Shikas and Vasa Yomim without Hadgosh of them being Bnei Yaakov or Shimon Yisrael Avichem. A lot of Shinuyim in the Pesukim themselves. And it's true that Chazal say that it was bigger because of the Gal Sakeitz, but then the Aparota. But the Pshat is Aleph, if the Zohar says that if Yaakov Avinu was a mistake, in other words, he shouldn't have said it, so then he wouldn't have said it in the Torah. If it's an Inyan that's not there that doesn't have a Mokim, then definitely it shouldn't say it there. The Teretz is, the way it's written means it's an Inyan that it should say, but it should be Behesta, it should be Nista. So we have two Inyanim here, and both of them are part of the Tzivui. The first part is Heosu by Gidolachem, the second part is Hikofsu Vishimu. The first part remains Behesta, and the second one remains is the Goli. Secondly, the Chazal over here bring Chazal bring a Lashon, that it's a Marshal that somebody was, like, somebody was calling together the Avdei HaMelech, and then the Melech comes and he says, Lahem Karosov, Lilay Karosov, so he changed the tone. Here also, first Yaakov wanted to tell him the Kates, and then the Melech says, Lahem Karosov, Lilay Karosov, and therefore he said, he coughs and shoots him with the Yaakov. So, understand the Chilik between, so the first one was Kilo Tzivri without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then the second one was a Tzivri with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Bechaya says over here that the two Lashonis he osfu and he koftu, one is for Golos Rishon, one is for Golos Sheni. That there were two kibbutzim in Kaya Yisrael. And he brings a few psukim where it says he osfu he koftu, he osfu nitcha Yehuda, he koftu nitcha Yisrael, he osfu nitcha Yisrael, he koftu nitcha Yehuda. Where it's mashma, he says there were two Golosim that need asifus, and both of them were each one is going to get something else. So we have a little bit more specific chiluk. One is connected by Yisrael, one is connected by Yisrael. But I'd like to understand if there's a chiluk in Mahus, then obviously there's a chiluk in the Mahus of the Golos, and a chiluk in the Mahus of the Tzivui, and so on. In the beginning it says that Yaakov apologized, so to speak, to Yosef, and he told him that even though I wasn't favor to your mother, he said, I wasn't knowing with her the way I want you to know with me. Vani bevoi mipadn meisa l'rochel b'etzkan v'derech, v'oitkev as eretz al efroso, v'ekbore shom v'derech efros yibes lochem. So there's a hadgoshe here where he was buried her, and it says she should be a siyua for the children. Lemaisa, there's a shaila here on the mashmos is of all the people. There was a tam. The tam for the kvura there wasn't just because he happened to be there, but the tam for the kvura there was in order that she should be the one to be making on the children. So by studies of all the militza yosha on the children, Rachel specifically wanted to be made as yosha. Good. I mean, she was a very big tzaddikis, but L'chura Leah had much more at stake. Leah had more kids than her. Adi Mois, the Mashmos is Dafka Rochel is the one that should be mailed, and the Pedi Ivekra Hashem the Derech Efros he based Lochem. He knows where he buried her. I mean, the main point was that he didn't bring her into Hebron. So Rashi says also that the Hadgosha the Pasuk is that it's some place that is not. It's very very close, and it could have gone there. There's a Goyen that says, the Goyen says like this, He osfu v'agidu lechem mikov su v'shimu, asifu yimichutz al abayis oya la'ir ala medina. Asifu means you're gathering something from outside in. Let's say if abayis and so on. Kibbutz o mefuzorim afil bebayis al mokim echad. Kibbutz can be inside the house also. Z'ashom ha'i osfu v'agidu, v'achakach mikov su v'shimu. So the Goyen says, the first chilek is asifu and kibbutz. Secondly, the Goyen says, "Lachein aseres hashvatim shegol l'mokem echad, einim chaseim el asifim chutz la'aretz." Aseres hashvatim only need asifim chutz la'aretz to start Israel. Av Yehuda hanefoytzim bedalak amos la'aretz tzrichim kibbutz gamkin. So, he says, "Klal Yisrael's golus is a pizur where they set some place, and if we're able to find them, we have them all in one package." Yehuda. We have Nofutz and Dal Kampus Eretz, so besides Asifa, they need kibbutz also. The Goyen says it on the Pasuk, V'asav mitcha Yisrael, Nofutzus Yehudi Yekabitz. L'churetz mashma, if you learn the Pasuk, the Pasuk Pesukim, it's mashma seres hashvatim of a worse galus. V'inotshem adayim azeh, and we're certainly going to be going to Gula, whereas Yehuda, is where's Aseres Hashvatim? The Shalom Machlok is if Adayim Azeh or Kishem Shayoyim Nechayze Kachem Nechayzeim. Not clear. I mean, we never on that Aseres Hashvatim are much further removed than us. And the Goyen is smashed one up like that. So in the two Chalokim, the Osman and the Kibbutz, you have the two Golosim, and each one of those Golosim has a specific Nekuda to it. And the tikkun for one is he osfu, and the tikkun for the other is he kaftsu. That's where we have to understand the two. The Maral in Netzach is Meirich, and he brings down the Chazal that about Rochel Mevakal Boner. So the Chazal say it in the Rabs and other places that Rochel was Vakeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she said Shema Toima. That the reason why they're going into Golos is because they have a desire. You should know that I was supposed to be the equal wife of Yaakov, and I kept quiet when they gave Leah instead. And not only I kept quiet, I gave her the simanim. So too, and I didn't become a tzara to my sister. So too, you should have rachmanis on Klal Yisrael and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered her, you know, that yesh tikkul achrisay, v'shal kodem l'gvulam, and so on. I mean, good, it's a very, very, very big schus. But it's got to be more than a schus. There's got to be something specific, something, some nekudas of specific schus. We're talking about the maisa, the kilo, the makir v'patish of the kloy of Klal Yisrael, versus the makir v'patish of Rochel's accomplishments. So the Maral says, Lashon is more or less, that Rochel tainet HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this world is be'etzem olam apirut, and it's be'etzem not shayach to have everything in one, and that's why I was supposed to be, that's why my sister and me were two separate entities. Had the world been to tikkunai, it would have been possible with one zivut. So you see that this world is a makom of pirut. The Mela, you should also have, Avodah Zarah is also a makom of period, and you should be Meichel. I want to have a little bit of Maral, I want to have a little bit of a Knech. The Maral says in a few places, we take a look, the Mashal, it says, on Yom Kippur, that Aveir Shev and Adam Lamakraim is a person of Suva, is Nimcha right away. Aveiros shemanam chaveiroi, if all the persons meratzim and fayasim, is not nimcha.
L'chuya, Mayesh Midot HaSinai. In every Aveira, Benadam Aveira, there's a component of Benadam Mokai. Meaning that the person, Akash Baruch said not to steal, Akash Baruch said not to hit, the person stole, he hit, he placed his Kovash Shahara, whatever. So Akash Baruch is Akash Baruch, and the person. It's like a person steals from two shitfin. So if I pay back one shitfin, I say it's not called paying back another pack. Second shutif, each shutif is his own person. I mean, Akadosh Baruch Hu said not to steal, and the person stole. So if the person is misvad the belief shalem, that should take care of that. And if as far as the other chaver goes, it's a second year. And that should be between him and chaver. Where is there? It says until the person is not miratzed, Akadosh Baruch Hu is not money. He's not miskapa. The Maral says in a few places, and we've spoken about it, when a person, when we're talking about Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, there are two bechinas in which we're Oymed on it, or there are two bechinas where there's a Nisayon. One bechina is Mitzad HaSherish, that a person is who's not a Maimon, there has all sorts of kaiches in the Bria and all sorts of inyanim, and he has different shashim because he's mekamel from different shashim. That is a one toss, and that's a toss of Avodah Zarah. There's a second inyan where, since there is a ribui of differing toitzos, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into motion different inyanim, then every inyan is inyan with the atzmai, and there's no zikr to the other inyan, and b'meila each one is a separate entity. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad b'shasha, but mitzad the toitzos of his maisim, there's no echad. For instance, a person creates something, and a person makes in his laboratory some sort of a place there, whatever he does something, and then the thing takes on a life of its own, and it goes who knows where. A person makes a party. A person has an ideology, and he forms a party, and he's definitely the father of that ideology. But then the ideology runs away. Everybody takes it in his direction, and the person can't say, "Well, I was miyasid this and this ideology. You've got to do what I say." It takes on a life of its own, and it's misrabin to a lot of different ribuyim, and therefore it goes in different angles. So there is a second shaila of everything that came out of a makar of echad. Is it echad or not? Do all children have to look alike? Is everyone come from the same service? Love that. The mitzvahs in the world belies that as well. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, only mitzad is racious, and not mitzad is achris, that's also begam in echad, and maybe even a worse begam. The Nefesh HaChaim, when he explains the union of a bria, so he says, if a carpenter makes a table or a chair, the chair or table can outlive the carpenter by a lot. Why? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, like the Rambam says, v'myala ladas, that there could be bitul mitziusoy, is bottle kolon imtsoyim v'bitulay. There would not be a mitzius. So Nefesh HaChaim asks, l'chura, the carpenter's better. Carpenter's ma'isim outlive him. Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim, kaviyachol v'bishayach, couldn't outlive him. So he answers, no. It's machmas. The carpenter only puts together a mikra. There was wood there. There was a nail there. He attaches the nail to the wood, and you get a table. Masha Inkin HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mitzias. So the mitzias is the mitzias itself is what he expresses himself in the ongoing mitzias. And b'meila, as long as there's a mitzias kaviyachol lemaila, there's a mitzias. Ilu yitzur imyala ladas, that there would not be mitzias, there couldn't be mitzias either. So nimtzinu lemedim that the hair of achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only mitzad the racious, but mitzad the achdus. There's the mitzad the safe point of something. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is achdus, and that's why mibal odov, there's no one else, because even once HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the world into motion, there is no world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a hemshuk of Ritzayin Yisbara. The Vaya Hashem lemelech hakol haaretz vayom hahu yeh Hashem echad shmei echad means there is a gilui of echad in the seif as well. It's not only, you know, right now it's a toz, and we have and the Gemara's kash is also either lav echad hu. There's a ribusa that until achris hayomim, until seif kol hayomim, it still has the same hanhag and hashgacha of its baruch hu, and b'meila everything's echad. In a person's own nitzias, darkei avodah splits up into two. The shayrus of all avodah is to be makdei achris hakadosh baruch hu. That's pashut. But in mitzad avodah, mitzad peches hanefesh, it splits into two. The first one is klat hakadosh baruch hu. The person's kreifer in hakadosh baruch hu, in hakadosh baruch hu as a bayrei. And a person is not makatoiv, and a person is not bekabel oil, and bechulu, all the nyanim of kabbalah sol mashmayim. That's a kefir in Hashem Echad. The person feels that he came from himself. He doesn't owe anything to anybody and so on. But that's the malach, that's avodah b'adam l'mokim. Bein adam l'chaveiroi, the nekud of avodah is, it can't be that we coexist and my existence and his existence, A, have no kesher, B, are in conflict with each other, or ultimately in conflict with each other. It can't be that the mela, there's no problem if a person makes two guns that shoot at each other. If a person manufactures two guns, and each one he sells to a different army, to an opposite army, they end up shooting at each other, it's not a stira. Once the Maizei Daim of a person leaves him, it doesn't that's it. It's history. He's history. He made the gun, but that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius is ongoing and everything. So the mela, just like a person can't kick himself, a person can't hurt himself, can't hit himself. So the Maisi Yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beinam LeBein Atzmam have a stronger deher of have to, cannot be in conflict, and Adrabe Ezel Ezetzar. So Bein Adam LeChaveiroi, it's not just happened to be a convenient way that some mitzvahs neged Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's some mitzvahs Shazman Grama, there are mitzvahs that are Tadiris, there are mitzvahs that are this. Bein Adam LeChaveiroi Olam Mokrim is not just a convenient listing, they ought to split up mitzvahs. It's two shurashim of achris hakadosh baruch hu. One is mitzad ava, and that's all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs are valid. Because mitzad ava, Kadosh Baruch Hu got up to Sinai, and he said the zechaseim hashabbos. Fine. So because of that, today we're mechuyim. The mitzvahs ben adam lachaveiroi is to the her achris hakadosh baruch hu, because every anaf is compatible with every other anaf. Every branch of it has to be somehow in relation to the other branch. They're all right now, they're all Maisi Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're all Yad HaRichas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like two hands of a person can't work in contradiction to each other, so too, two Maisi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be Saisi each other. That's Ben Adam Chaver and Ben Adam Mokka. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah, that the person is not Miskata, or truly is not Miratza's friend. It's because the pagam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he found himself in a head-on collision with somebody else. The fact that two Nivroim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was seisi each other, that was the problem of Ben Adam Chaveiroi, and that's why the kapara klat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not chal because there's someone else. Lifnei Hashem Petoru means this yachs is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, the Lifnei Hashem is in the Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. And Ben Mele calls man and the spirit to somebody else, there's no makom for the person. Klal Yisrael went through two mahalachim. The first mahalach was Avis. Avis was matkia the sheirish, the toz of Zara, like we saw in the Rambam that we saw in Lech Lecha, that Avodah Zara was, they were the ones that were mafkia the world for Tos of Zara. They were noitea the moon and Achtos. And even though the Rambam says kimat kot vaya nishkaf ha'ika god lazer, but l'maisa it wasn't nishkaf and it stayed forever. So the tikkun of the first problem was mitukin right away. The second problem was the brothers in Yosef. The brothers in Yosef was a mahalach where the stira between the two branches was a haftkar from Emunah. And b'meil, it's not just it's not just jumbled on another problem. There was Yosef and his brothers were supposed to have been, had things been kibikunai, then it would have been a shlemus of where the halakim or the bria are not saying to themselves also. And Masha'ain came when they had the kina and the tzaldiva and the kina, whatever it was between them. So in that chelik, there was something lacking. The tikkun was when they told Yosef that b'nei avechot kulanu, they were deherring themselves. Because if they're coming from one father, then they must be together also. The shirish of the period is because they don't deher the nekuda of avechad kulanu, and when they hear themselves as avechad kulanu, that's where they deher that they are, that their own hashlama of ben adam lechaveiroi is because they deher that the tetzos of one av. It says the mashal by Yaakov that when he said by the machlekes, when he said in the machlekes of Perach Vardosai, he said the kolam al techas kvoidi. So he saw the machlekes and he didn't want his name to be mentioned. So I mean, what's the problem? Everybody knows that Levi is the son of Yaakov. The teretz is, in as much Yaakov is the nekuda that's ma'achad Klal Yisrael. In other words, he's the nekuda of Evechad Kulanu. In as much as there's as pilug, it's not yoinik from the avechad. There's a lack of yoinik from avechad if it's pilug. So he said in the nekuda of machloikis, the hemshach of machloikis in Klal Yisrael, that's not avechad. I don't. They're not coming from me. The kairach, who's a descendant of Yaakov, could not be arguing on Moshe. That's what he meant, that my comment shouldn't be misspelled there. Akapanim. So Yosef, the kilkul of Yosef and the brothers was that in the Nekud of Hemshech, they couldn't be Mamshech as Echad into the present. And the Mela, they could not, they split up. And if you look back, I mean, this was the same thing by Adam, the double Aveir of Adam, and then Kayin and Hevel were the same union. Whereas Kayin was Kayif and Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, Mitzad Sheirish, Kayin and Hevel were Kayif and Mitzad the Metzias together. It's one parash Aveir, it's a Hashlama, so to speak, in Urdu, which Hashlama and Aveir is. It's a Hashlama and a Kilkul. There was a Kilkul Mitzad the Sheirish, that V'isem Kelikim, you can be independent, you can divorce yourself from the Sheirish, and Kayin and Hevel B'meila couldn't live together. So you have the Chur Klal Yisrael went through two Kilkulim in Klal Yisrael, two Shrashim Kilkul in Klal Yisrael expressed themselves in the Hemshech of the Gaius. Bayis Rishon was Nechav primarily because of Avodah Zarah. They had other Gaius also, but Avodah Zarah was the, and if you go through the Psukim, and if you go through everything, the Hemshech, the Ikar was Avodah Zarah. The Sheirish of Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael came about from the Israel, and the Aseres Hashvatim, the part of Golus Rishon that didn't finish is the Golus of the days of the Aseres Hashvatim, and that's one kilkul and that's gone. The second Golus is the Golus of because of Sinas Chinam, and that's the Golus of Yehuda Beker. That was what was left over was the Ikka Yehuda. There was some, in the Masa, there was some Hazir and Zavar Shvatim, but the Masa is Hashem Yehuda. That goes to God's Yehuda, and that's where we're Nidach today. So you have two Golosim of Klal Yisrael. You have Bayis Rishon, which was Nechrav, because of Avodah Zarah, and you have Bayis Sheni, which was Nechrav, because of Sinas Chinam. Aseres Hashvatim, then Yosef went off at the first one, then Yehuda went off at the second one. Yehuda is called Yehuda because of the Kaifan of Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara says. Anybody's paper of the Zohar is called Yehudi, and their problem wasn't about the Zohar, their problem was the fight with Yosef, the Sinas Chinam. And Yosef, the problem was Yerovim, and so on. The problem was about the Zohar. So we have the two halakim in Klal Yisrael, two kilkulim. One kilkul was by Sirish, one kilkul was by Shem. In a certain sense, the Nituk, the Gemara says, for instance, in some places, that
it's worse, the Gemara says, when the Shalom and Klal Yisrael, they yotzim and they win. If there's the Turi and Klal Yisrael, even if they're Maminim, they still lose in Muhammad. There's a Mailan Chisar in each one. Aseres HaShvatim, there's a Shaila will ever come back. Not clear the Psukim, Chazal argued. So, Avodah Zorah is definitely the Shevish of Ruach HaTayim, and somebody who's over Avodah Zorah, even if he has other mitzvahs, it's like his ever called a terikula. So you have a chumra in the kilkul, and certainly it's more chumra, and that's the how you see the psukim. Mitzad the tikkun, the second one is much harder than the first one, because if a person's only kilkul really is mitzad emuna, if the person becomes a maimon, so then everything's there. If the person's kilkul is mitzad, is getting along with other people, so he could be a maimon, and definitely that's a hechatimtza. A person, let's say a person has bad midas. So behind every bad midas, there's two things. A person is rude to other people, a person is jealous of other people, a person is antagonistic to other people. So the first thing is, there's definitely a lack of a sheres emuna. I mean, if I could put both of you in one place, there has to be room for both of you. It's only if the person is Avodah Zarah. But if the person is with the other person, and that's the way, that's the only way it shaykhs. So it has to be, there's room for both of you. So the person has in himself two chesrayims. One is there's some sort of sheirish of emunah, like we saw by David, that he said it, like Shiri Begeira, leave him alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to be Mekalans. And secondly, there's also a gufa, a problem in midas, that even if the person is a maimon, bringing that emunah down to Ayilma midas is an avodah itself, and it's hard. So Shevet, so Chelek of Klai, Aseres HaShvatim only meet in Asifa. They're together. They need to be reattached back to Paisot, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So all you need is an Asifa. Nidchi Yisrael, the rest of Klai Yisrael has a problem that they need kibbutz also. Even if you bring them in, but they're scattered. The scattered mitzvah, that's when they're scattered. And therefore the sineskina meant that they blew apart because they fell apart. The mushroom. If a person cuts two things from each other, something's attached to something else, and he cuts it. So the first, so all he has to do is reattach it, and it's attached. Let's say the car in the back, the railroad car in the back exploded. So now the pieces are not attached, but they're also not together. The person needs to put the pieces have to be together because that's they became disattached because they weren't together. So when Shevet Yehuda went into Golis, then not only do they need Asifa, they need kibbutz because their etzim problem was that they're not together. So they're going to need Asifa and kibbutz. That's what the Goyim means over here. Yaakov Avinu's sitting down with his children was the pshat, since Yaakov is the chosim on the Ovid, and Yaakov is the one who with him, if the pshat is the hemshech, the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael is Toloi in Yisrael. Yisrael of Kishachot Yisrael. So that means the Nekuda of mitzvah in Klal Yisrael has to be Natura with Yaakov. So he did it in two ways. The first thing was he was Ma'asek Klal Yisrael. And that's the pasuk over here when he's Ma'asek Klal Yisrael, he does not at all have to say he doesn't have to say Bnei Yisrael. That's not to do with the Yaakov Yisrael. It's a gilui of the ketz mitzad kodesh baruch hu. That's the achas hayamim. Then he says, there's a second chaylek to it, and that's the kovtzu b'shimu. There's no, it's not shayach. You need two inyanim. You need asifa and you need kibbutz. Since the brothers, Yaakov Avinu was looking at two things. He was looking at Golos Mitzrayim, and he was looking at kimat kot v'nishkach as ikar agod lazer. That means Avodah Zarah was beginning to encroach on Klal Yisrael with his Ptira. So for that, he needed to be Ma'asik them. And then the second thing was, since they had the Pearl already, been Chaytav, based on the brothers, he needed to bring in the Kud of Kibbutz. Those were the Kudim. And in Kibbutz Dafke is where he says, Bnei Yisrael, the Yaakov, the Shema Yisrael Avichem, because that is the Kud of Kibbutz. It was Neteya in them, the Nekuda that they would be, that they, since they're all, since there's Avecha Lekulanu, then Bar Karchach, they're all, there must be Nekuda of the same in them, and that's what is a Makam for the Achris. So Yaakov Avinu was Megala the Ketz and Tuay Fanim, because the Ketz does consist of both of Fanim. The first Ketz is a Ketz that's Sosum, since it's shayach b'ikutin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's been adam l'makay, so that case is the case of sasuf. He could only be noteya that nekuda, but he couldn't actually feridize. And the second nekuda was the nekuda of being mekabetz them, and that's something that was begolim. The Eifin, it says that he gave each one a bracha to kibir chasai. That was the ikavtsu. The pshatnit is, the makom of pirut is because people don't understand where their nekuda is. Ruvein wants to be something, Shimon wants to be something, Levi wants to be something. So everybody's trampling over everybody else. Everybody's overlapping, and everybody can everybody else's way, and everybody's trampling everybody else. The brachas ishkefi bechasei beirachisam means he gave each one the mahalach where his makam is. By giving each one his makam, that's maftia from to some degree it's maftia from the steer one to each other. Understanding where each one has his makam and the other one can't be at the zarsagas kavul allows for the tfisa, why it is that me and him and the other person are not zeis each other, but rather they complement each other. It says by Yaakov Avinu that when he stood around him and the Shechina was nastali, so he said, Shema Yesh Gam Ve'echad Mikhev. So they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Rekin Hashem Echad, Hashem Shem Belibcha Echad, Kachri Ben Echad, and he answered, Bo Shem Kod Mechus Alon Ve'echad. And we spoke about it a few times. I'd like to understand it with this mahalach, with this havana. There were two, in other words, the Shechina was mistali. So obviously there's a pagam in the nekuda of Echad. And it's possible, two ifanim. It's possible either they mafkir themselves from emunah mitzav sheirish. And on that they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And in Hashem Echad is that Echad's problem, the Sheirish of Zia, and that there was no, they all said together Shema Yisrael. They all looked at Yaakov. They all focused on their Sheirish, on their Sheirish, and they said Shema Yisrael. In other words, everyone was Kilo Mamshech himself from Yisrael, and he said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the Tfisa of Emunah in Achdus Mitzad Sheirish. Yaakov Avinu quietly said, Bo Shem Kod Mechus Alon Ve'echad. We usually bring down speak about the Rambam. And the fact that he said it quietly means we don't have it for Shleimus Bizman Hazeh. It means it's not there yet. The Baruch Shem Kod Mechus Alon Ve'echad of Yaakov is the Lachisha, and we have it in a Lachisha form. We have it softly. We don't have it. We can't proclaim it. And it's Yaakov looking at all the different children says Baruch Shem Kod Mechus Alon Ve'echad. Baruch Shem Kod Mechus Alon Ve'echad is the hemshech is the hemshech of Emun of Echad. Baruch Shem Kod Mechus Alon Ve'echad is that the world has to breathe out Kvod Shemayim. So let's say a king has different legions, he has different armies. He has an army, he has a navy, he has an air force. So there's one covered in the melech, that the army is very nice and very strong and powerful and impressive, and it proclaims the its allegiance to the king. Sending to the navy, sending to the air force. That's one kavod malchus. If that married the malchus, that's a problem. They say we don't have allegiance to the king. That's a problem. Read of the malchus. There's a second e covered malchus. Let's say the army and navy shoot each other. Okay, each one proclaims himself to be loyal to the king, but they're at war with each other. So there, that itself is the biggest raya that the malchus of the king is disastrous. It's the biggest stira to the malchus of the melech. A melech is somebody that's shoyler than everything. So what's the use? Everyone proclaims allegiance to you, and they will shoot at each other. So bal karchach, each one is only loyal to himself. The fact that he's not giving it to the other one is showing me that he cares first about himself. And once his dalams is taken care of, then he'll see about the king. So in the second deher, whatever there's machleifus, wherever there's inyanim, that is an inyan that the person has to. That's where there's a biggest pagam in malchus. The pagam in the malchus is that Kadosh Baruch Hu can't administrate Chas V'Shalom the different inyanim, because take a look, every piece that comes out fights with each other. And it's a tikkun in Kvod Malchus Shemayim that all the pieces go together. So Yaakov Avinu, looking at the Shvatim, said, "Baruch Sheikhoi Machusai," but it's Belechisha. We don't have it. It was at the beginning of it, but not really Kibikunai. And that was the fights of Yosef and Yehuda and the split of the Shvatim and so on, just with Machus Yisrael, Machus Kistar, Yehuda, and so on. Rachel Imenu, the tikkun that she said was, she showed her Mesiras Nefesh for that tikkun of Koyt Shemayim. The Maral says it that it's a limud zchus, that this is a world of pirut. We can say a little bit of different nature saying a Buddha. It was an understanding that if Hashgacha makes Leah go first, and she's not mevazel Leah, it's because mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the zivug of Leah and Rachel is one Indian. There's one Indian of Klal Yisrael, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Rachel and Leah to bring it out, so neither Leah nor Rachel are going to be missing anything from their shleimus, and if they don't have the other person, they will be missing. And it's a fine akuda. Obviously, when we say on the kippah by the Hidu, that the Meichel everybody says chutz mimi she'uchal haritzi mamin min adin, or somebody that says echter and I'll do it again. There are klolim in when a person is not mechuyev, when the other person is a rasha and a person in a taket, the person not mechuyev to be mevata or nizdim shos adin. Those are klolim. But if a person takes shaloi kashura, what's not his, then a person doesn't have to be mevata, unless whatever the right time is. I mean, people make a mistake when we talk about shalom or whatever it is, or these young after shalom. So, first of all, people always talk about politics. Good. I mean, it's not relevant to anybody. Or people talk about in Yom Kippur Shemayim. If I care, if a person is being seisa Kippur Shemayim, if there's a chelak of fire soul that's saying chas v'shalom less than was dying, I don't know. They're on Yom Kippur. The halach is there, and it's not. It loved after. You know, it's a fine point of these achras of a das, but that's not really where the ikka problem is. The ikka problem is when people are saying to each other, when two people are vying for a job, two people are competing in parnasa, two people are competing for covet. This person is ahead, that person is ahead. They listen to him, they listen to that person. The real machlokes is when people feel there's just enough room for one person. Either I'm the head or you're the head. And the fact that I have to contend with you is bothers me. You're doing it all wrong. V'chein hala. That's really where, and it's very hard to deherit mitzad menon chaveiroi. It's difficult. I mean, a person's deepest feelings are self-preservation. Not self-preservation in the sense only that if he takes my parnasa away, I'm not going to have what to live on. But I want my mitzvahs to exist. And there's no reason why in the world I have to bend my metzias to your metzias. You want it this way. I want it this way. I mean, that's me. And it's the strongest instinct. Just like a person wants to live is the fullest. A person wants his way. That's very, very much the person. And it's sad that there is no reason to be flexible. The real cheshmer of being flexible is in as much as a person declares that it's coming from a kashbarbu. If the metzias is that I'm a part of this other person, and that's the way it has to be, so then, if I'm a maimin, then the pshat is, that's my metzias. You're right, if you start with yourself, if the world started with you and him, so mechatesa have to give in. Mechatesa, why should I have to shrivel up? Why should I have to crumble myself for the other person? But if the pshat is it's coming from one sheirish, what do you mean? You're both branches of the same tree. And the same mahalach that's bringing him into the light is bringing you into the light. So what does it mean you don't want the other branch? So basically what you're doing is you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachel Imenu's tviya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emek of a tainat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, there's nothing a person can give away more than himself. Two sisters, the Torah calls them tsars, the Torah calls litzra, the Torah says the harshest, hardest possible be'adam l'chaveroi are two sisters stuck in one marriage. Two sisters atzeir each other, and as much as there's love and friendship, there's an element of sibling rivalry, and to put them together in one home is called litzra. That's what the Torah calls a tzara. All the other tzaras is rabbanu will kaveh after tzara. Litzra, the Torah was kaveh on achos ishbe, and it shouldn't have been, and it was a begam in Yaakov that he had two sisters because he shouldn't have had two sisters. Had he been with kitikunai, they would have been one. That's what it says. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the at that massive, you needed Rachel and Leah were not one person. There needed to be a zivug of Rachel and a zivug of Leah. So Rachel told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was mitaken that period in this world that I gave away everything. I gave myself away. I gave my husband away to that person. Then you have to be saved. That it's a schus that in Klal Yisrael there's netuah nekuda of echad. That if down deep somewhere along the line the netiah comes from Rachel. Rachel's the ikah. She's the bias. And the Mela, whatever Natiya, she was Natiya, is there, but it's hidden. So the Mela but the Zer is also not permanent. A person who can give away his whole Natsiyas because there's an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, then my future and his future can be saved to each other, then the Avodah Zarah itself is also just Vilafanim, and it's one of the things, I mean, Chazal will Kriveh HaLacha. Memashkinim, Ein Memashkinim HaTois. HaTois, you're not Memashkinim. Because any Avodah that a person has, that he owes a Kaddish Baruch Hu one, he'll do it. A person paying up Nezikin, a person won't do, because that's very hard. A person doesn't mind giving a lot of money to Kaddish Baruch Hu. A person does not like, you have to give money to somebody else. To give money to somebody else magnanimously is also not giving, because it's me. This person is my ani, and I helped him, and he's part of mine. So my mitzvah gets bigger if I have an ani that I fed. But to say that I owe the person money and $1,000 belongs to the other person, that's the hardest to say, and that's why for that you have to be graver, because the person will not do it willingly. One of the keys to the Adam L'Chaveri is the hearing that if I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I believe that the Shevish, everything is Echad, and it's Echad in the sense Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Reishis and Achris. So Achris HaYomim is the Achris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the safe pasuk of everything is also Echad. Echad means Hashem is Echad, and Shmai Echad, the Baruch Shem Kodesh Machus, is also going to be Echad. It will have the same time of Echad. The understanding that the different roads came out to one, the safe pasuk, is also going to be the head. So if a person is able to be Nisbainim, and if a person has an Nisbainim, they're saying where basically, and again, it's a thumb you have to, a person has to ask, because a lot of differences. Sometimes it is Megedei Shtabas to compete. Sometimes the other person is wrong, and he's not Mechit Vatel Yidin, and he should not be Mechit Vatel Yidin. Those are all possibilities. But there are plenty of Matzavim where it's just tough. The other person is competing, and he's better. And the person feels the only Tzias is getting, is shrinking and becoming nothing, and he's mamish ois mensch. Because it really goes to the heart of his Tzias. And that's where a person has to understand. That the same emunah, if just like a person can be mekabel yisurim from Hashem Baruch Hu ba'avod as much as he can, he has to understand that other people is also echad. The real emunah in Hashem Baruch Hu is that the achris is echad, and that's where our nisayin with avodah zarah with Hashem echad is not Christianity. It's not avodah zarah. That's not avodah zarah. That yitzur avodah zarah is bakhrei. Our real yitzur are those tough moments of enoch haveri where a person is in a collision course with either me or him, or me at the expense of him, or him at the expense of me. And it eats a person up. Understanding it, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, it's all the way. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad in the Sheirish, and there are no Stiris and no Halakim, in the Hemshchah it's also like that. We, in this world, the Herod has Pirudim. We, the Herod, it's I'm losing because of that, or he's losing because of that, and so on. When a person has it, that schus is a schus for the non-Malkim as well. It's a schus for the Zara, because the person was only been saying what really was difficult, it really counted. The person is able to let the other person take it. If he's willing, if he's able to be the other person, then that's a test on emuna that far surpasses any direct assignment. Thanks.